Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Well, I'm coming to you today from Calgary, Canada, and I'm looking out my window. There's a teeny bit of snow covering everything, which I haven't seen in a long time, so that's kind of neat. I'm sure as soon as I walk outside and feel the cold, it won't be so neat, but thank you for all your prayers and concerns about the fires. We're fine in California. We just picked a really safe place to live. In 45 years, everything's gone around us, over us, under us, but nothing on us. So that's by no mistake from the point of view of my work. Thank you very much. But I really do appreciate all your prayers and your love that you've sent out about that. I want to remind you that this Wednesday is our next webinar with Healing Intuitive Masami Kowi. I don't think you want to miss this, guys, especially if you're dealing with anything related to health and wellness, and everything is. Money is related to health and wellness, and it's mental, physical, spiritual, chemical, cosmic, emotional, or dimensional. So you know, you go to the homepage at imdwallace.com and sign up there, or if you get my e-blast, which hopefully all of you are doing by now, you can sign up for that. And Gabrielle's book, if it hasn't passed the 2,000 sales, really close to it. I appreciate and send you my love for all of your help. And remind you that if you want a special Christmas gift for anybody, that's a good choice. And Stephen Spices also. We have to keep supporting Stephen with his spices. Okay, I've got a lot of big news for you. Okay, so you know last week after Creation Station, and you can thank all the attendees of Creation Station for all this incredible new news that's coming in. Because we break open so much in Creation Station, and we brought in that information I told you about last week about the interstellar light, the light coming literally from the star energy that we all are, that's part of the energy. When we direct energy, that's a part of it. And I was watching a television show the other night, and they were looking at this mysterious box from this mysterious plane crash, and it kept emitting numbers and sounds. And one of the guys walked in and went, "Wow, that's weird. That's a frequency in between the other frequencies." Well, all I can tell you is if I had been on camera, it would have been one of those lenses which went whoop, right, and separated me from all the rest of everything that's in the room. Well, that's what happened to me energetically. I knew we needed that piece of information. And what we've all come to is that the frequency that is in between frequencies holds the collective beliefs, that get locked into our individual frequencies and energetic patterns, our belief patterns. And these are collective beliefs that create disease. So you can imagine how excited I am about bringing you this new information, and this new information finding me. But that's, again, how the universe talks to you if you are aware, even while you're watching a TV show. And it's happened to me, gosh, 4 or 5 times. You get pieces of information if you are aware. So these frequencies in between frequencies include the miasms that we talked about. They aren't miasms, but they include miasms in them that we talked about last week. So basically, when we balance the frequency in between the frequencies with the clear intention of dissipating and then releasing all of that mud of collective belief that has been accumulated there, then we start releasing ourselves from the belief systems that create disease. Now, I get right now, we get, I had Daniel and Al check this when I talked to them yesterday, have a call into another one of my healing partners. And we get that you need to direct it about 5 days. So let's say you're working on high blood pressure. You would direct your energy, the frequency in between all frequencies that hold the collective belief pattern around high blood pressure. I direct you to be released and sent back to the light, to be turned into the light, never to be a part of my energetic belief system again. I am health and wellness. I am divine love. So you can choose anything you want to work on. And I would love for you to do that, guys, before Wendy's webinar, because there is not a coincidence that this big information about releasing disease is happening at the exact same time that the Medical Intuitive is doing a webinar with us. Everything is absolutely in perfect divine right order. Okay? So we're going to balance all this. We invoke the symbol and the formula, which neutralizes all but the truth around everything we've talked about. And we are bringing in, claiming the violet flame and the golden light that washes everything, cleanses everything. And we are claiming, I am divine love, because we know that love is the strongest force on earth. And so it is. Okay, so I can go to the calls, and we're going to start with Maria in San Francisco. Hi, honey, you should be on.
Good morning. Thank you so much. It's such
good morning,
a
Maria. Let me ask you a question. Did you direct your day today?
Yes.
Good.
I do every day.
Good.
Just sometimes it doesn't feel as strong. And unfortunately, like a week and a half ago, I felt like I relapsed. And I go back
not
to...
Not relapsing words. If you're doing... Hold on. You're not relapsing if you are intentionally directing your day through love. It's not possible for you to relapse. It is, however, possible for you to hold the belief that you continually relapse. And guys, if you have that belief, You'll move forward and then you'll fall back. And you'll move forward and you'll fall back because you have to verify that your belief is the truth. So I would start directing your day when you do it in the morning. I am consistently, always moving forward. Okay, that was a huge big lesson to start the day with right there. All right, please continue, baby.
Okay, thank you.
Did you want to ask another question, Maria?
No, that's okay. Thank you.
All right, baby. Okay, Miss Paula, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm pretty fabulous. How are you?
I'm good. I actually have two things. You know, one, I was only going to have one, but then you started talking about what you talked about, the interstellar space. Isn't it possible to just invoke the violet flame and the golden light, and that should clear it all out?
Well, one would think, but I get a no.
Really?
Oh. Okay. So what they're saying is they cannot intercede on your behalf without your intention and direction. So you can bring the violet flame and the golden light in, and what is it supposed to do?
Clear out all, yeah.
But you see,
if I intend, if my intention behind it, right? If I say, clear out all those frequencies and use the violet flame and the golden light, I am divine love.
Yes, and you must direct the frequencies, they're saying, back to the light.
Okay, right.
Okay, so let me explain this real easily. So if a director is directing me, I have to have a clear direction so that I can take my energy and form it into the performance that he wants. All energy is like that, Paula. So it's a good question, but we've got the highest answer. It's not enough of a direction for the energy to shift itself without sending back to the light. The violet flame and the golden light can be called in after that's done.
Okay.
That's what I'm hearing right now.
Okay.
I hear okay, but you're still doubting. What's the question?
It's like understanding what to the direction. Of what to say for the direction. It's just like
I am directing all of the collective belief systems that are stuck in the frequency in between frequencies that have to do with blank.
Okay.
To go back to the light now. Be turned back into the light. Okay.
Okay.
Never.
Yep.
Never to screw with my energetic system ever again. I bring in now the violet flame and the golden light.
Okay.
Got it?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, my second one has to do with the pendulum.
You know,
because the pendulum, it comes through you and you're holding it. And because I've been reading, Power versus Force and all the three books, in the trilogy.
Yes.
And so I'm equating the the pendulum is like muscle testing.
It's exactly like muscle testing. You're just using a different tool.
Exactly. Okay. So my question is when we say, we're in balance and we want the highest answer, is that moving us into the integrity, like the 200 level? Because, David Hawkins says that you can't accurately test unless you're like at the 200 integrity level.
Yes, it does. Good question.
Okay.
And yes, it does.
Oh, thank you for that.
Actually, it moves you way higher than that.
I would think like in love and right.
Yep.
Okay.
Good for you
thank
that
you
you're,
so-
Yeah, you bet, Paula. Great question. So she's referring to a book called Power Versus Force. Everybody should read it if you really want to understand this work. It's fascinating, isn't it, Paula?
I love it. And, you know, the third book is fantastic. It's like the best. It's called
Mind to Matter?
It's the I. It's his third book in that trilogy of Power Versus Force. It's called Reality and Subjectivity. It's so incredible. I love it.
Yeah. It really does explain in scientific terms all our work.
All of it.
Yep.
It's wonderful.
Thank you, darling. What great questions. Thank you, Paula.
Thank you
so
much.
I love it when you guys bring stuff in that give me a higher understanding. Sharon in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Thank you for taking my call. What I initially wanted help with was weight gain, menopause, and I get really bad hot flashes.
Okay, well, so basically your question is, how do I balance menopause?
Yes.
Okay, because they're saying menopause is like being pregnant. Your body is going to go through certain things that aren't necessarily just a belief system.
Okay.
Okay. So,
yes.
So there are supplements. Are you on anything that can help you with your...
I'm taking 3 prescription medications, and they do kind of help it a little bit, but it's still really bad. And anything herbal or the over-the-counter stuff, nothing really helped.
I don't want to use the word normal. That's not standard, Sharon. So let's get to the energetic cause of this exacerbated menopause. Sheets. But give me a song, baby. Any song that pops in.
Down on Me.
There you go. I don't even have to know what it's about. So why are you down on yourself, Sharon? Why are you judging yourself about getting old?
I didn't know that I was, but I know that I do judge myself in general continuously, but didn't realize. Go ahead.
That's what the exacerbated symptoms are reflecting.
Okay.
See, basically your body saying, okay, if you want to be down on yourself all the time, then I'll reflect that in your body for you to an even greater degree. So you will finally get that this is not serving you. How can you be doing this work as long as you've been doing it, my beautiful person, and still allow yourself to dump on yourself? You're not doing the work if you're doing that. You're just not, baby. Did you direct your day today?
No.
Well, okay. So why don't you just try doing what the channel is giving you to do? And part of your direction is, my body and my body chemistry is in total balance today because I love me and it's my body serves me well.
Okay.
You know, again, guys, you know that every part of this work is based on directing your energy, and yet you still go, how can I? You have to direct what you want. What you don't want are severe hot flashes and all the symptoms you're having. So what you do want is your body in balance. So direct it and love yourself enough to allow your body to mirror that back to you. Okay?
Wonderful.
All right, sweet thing. I know. Kind of tough love, but that's the place we're at here.
Okay, good. Thank you. I appreciate you.
You bet. I love you. Thank you.
Love you too.
Ryan, what's up?
Hello. How are you, gorgeous?
I am gorgeous. That's how I am. What's up?
And I love that you're in my hometown.
Oh, but you're not here.
No. I don't like it in the winter.
You're down there in San Diego, yeah.
Yeah. My question today is only because I'm just curious. I've had 3 incidences of credit card fraud in the last month and a half. I mean, it's not a big issue. It's just that the frequency of it just seems curious.
Yes, and Ryan, they're saying it could be a big issue if you don't address what it is. They're like giving you little test things here to get on it. So she, fuck, song. Give me a movie, please.
Let's see. Shrek.
Okay. Well, in one sentence, what is Shrek about to you?
Let's see. It's kind of an ogre on a path of self-love.
Yes. And he feels like he's not a part of the group, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what it's about. So if you don't feel and know that you are a part of the whole, then you will find definite ways in your life to call into you, look how I'm separated.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest ways to be separated is to have people fraudulently rape you.
Mm.
Okay? So we're going to balance that for everybody here, invoking the symbol and the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. We are sending all of that energy back to the light to be turned back into light. And interestingly enough, hold on, everybody's balanced. We want the highest answer. Anybody switched? The channel's saying this is a collective belief that is a disease that is a frequency in between frequencies. So they want to show you that disease is not just located as a physical impairment in your body or your mental mind. Disease is any limiting, fearful, BS belief that you've taken on, and what all energy believes that they're not a part of the whole, Ryan. So we are directing all energy back to the light to be turned into the light to absolutely know I'm not only a part of the whole, I am the whole. I am a fractal of the whole. And so it is. Great. Did you get that?
Thank you. I did. That's fantastic.
So, Ryan, did you feel part of a whole at Creation Station?
Oh, absolutely.
That
was the best whole experience.
Yeah. Take that out into the rest of your life, because that's what your soul is asking you to do right now. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. You bet, sweetheart. And thanks for your wonderful picture. It got sent out to everybody.
Absolutely. Love it.
Bye-bye. Ryan took and Lanny took beautiful pictures of our whole group, holding Susan's magnets with our symbol. Ken in California, you're on.
Hi. I've been struggling with for years doing internet marketing, and I keep not getting to even making $1. I even had one guy work on my Shopify store for 100 hours, and he just made all kinds of mistakes. And I'm just wondering, it was just, and I did one with another one where I had solo ads and I didn't get one thing where everybody else was doing well. So just like it's kind of
yeah.
Like,
okay, Ken. So that's got to tell you right there that you've got a block about being successful.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, so I'm going to give you some information through the channel about what that is. Your mom is definitely the tie-in. What did your mom tell you or model you about being successful in life?
Well, I actually, as an adult, took her in a couple times to live with me because she had failed financially.
Okay. So what you just said to me, I'm teaching everybody a little lesson here, how to do this work. I loved my mom, so I wanted to take care of my mom, and she was very unsuccessful, so she had to come live with me. So love equals not being successful.
Oh.
And yep, and we put together those innocuous little beliefs before we ever know it, Ken. Now,
mm-hmm.
There's that one. Can I wait till I get all? Yes. And then we're going to a core belief. This page here. 1, 2, 5, 6. Yeah, I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong. So that's a genetic thing in this case. Not in all cases, but in this case,
mm-hmm.
You have been passed down the belief, I'm not supposed to be successful. I don't belong being successful. And on top of that, I am not supposed to be here and I don't belong because love equals not being successful. So if I really love myself, I can't be successful.
Oh.
So we're going to balance all of this now. We're invoking the symbol and the formula, which was channeled to me and a group of the people I was working with years ago. When we invoke the symbol and the formula, it neutralizes all but the truth around the subject we're working on. Now we bring in the violet flame and the golden light to kind of cleanse everything out. And we claim, I am divine love. Now, I would strongly suggest to you
mm-hmm.
that every morning before you get out of bed, you direct your day toward what anything that you want. And one of those directions you want to be, today I love myself enough to be successful. I love myself enough to be successful. I know and I choose to love myself and be successful. Start
okay.
working with both those
today
statements.
I love myself. Okay.
Okay.
I'm writing it down. I'm trying to write it down.
Well, you can come back and listen to it over again. You probably should anyway, Ken, because
okay.
when you're the one taking the call, you hear half of it sometimes.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks for calling in, and you can do this. You can do this.
Okay.
Okay?
Where do I listen to it again?
Just go to my site. Everything's archived,
okay.
Or you can get it on iTunes, iHeartRadio.
Okay.
We're all over the place. All right,
okay,
sweetheart. Great. All right, we're going to Iris in Philadelphia. Hi.
Hi, Dee. Hello. How are you?
I'm good, baby cakes. How are you?
I'm good. This is a good opportunity to say thank you to Ryan for the pictures and thank you to Susan for the magnet. And I'm also just really enjoying the community that we created.
Good.
Practice sessions together. Yeah.
Right.
Nisha and I had a really great session, and I'm looking forward to just practicing more and more with a lot of different people. It feels
good.
Really good.
Absolutely.
Just
remember, one of the big things I stress, Creation Station, the more you clean your own energy up, the more you can help others. And whenever we do a session with anybody else, it's our stuff also that comes forward.
Yeah.
Right? So make
sure.
sure you balance yourself around everything you help everybody else with. Okay, what's your question?
Well, I'm falling out around work, and I'm realizing I would just like a little help in redirecting it. So I'm in this space where I'm like, okay, it's getting clear what I don't want, and I want to have more clarity about what I do want, because I know I need to direct it now. I realize that that's part of where I'm falling out, is not being clear enough on how to redirect it.
They want
to
know what your definition of falling out is.
I guess it feels like I'm not connected.
So when you say you're falling out of work, that means you're not connected to work?
Thank you for asking that clarifying question.
Yeah.
Right now, I'll just try and find it as I talk through
it. In
it.
One sentence, Iris, tell me in one sentence what's going on with your work.
Well, I've been saying I want to work less. Since I got back from Creation Station, and I'm like, felt so good. And I'm realizing that that's not, so I'm at work right now and I'm making, like less money, and it just, things are not.
Okay.
Not
so you're working more,
successful there.
You're working more and you're making less money. Is that what's going on?
Yeah. And my schedule's
okay.
Not as good as it was before.
Okay. Well, one of the reasons it's not as good as it was before is that you settled before for something that was less than what you wanted. So,
I just gave them I just worked all the time.
That's what I mean. So now you're changing the rules. You're changing how you want to create things, right? So,
right.
They want everybody to be very careful not to judge the energy. The energy is simply doing what you told it to do. And before you said, all right, I'm going to give myself up in order to make a little bit of money here because that's what I think I have to do. Now you know that's not true, Iris. So you want to live in the direction that in my work and in my life, I honor myself in every way. I do work that I love. I hold balance in my life. And I make a lot of money and am honored and acknowledged for doing that. That's everything around what you want. Right?
That's really, yes. Thank you.
Okay.
That feels really good.
When you do the work for yourself and for others, guys, remember the first thing I taught you in Creation Station, you've got to be objective. You've got to be objective. So you kind of separate yourself from yourself and you work on yourself like you're working on someone that you have to be objective about in order to bring through the highest information. And that's all you're not doing, Iris. So step out of yourself. And it's almost like, when the therapist used to have you picture somebody in another, or you in a chair opposite you, or your mother in the chair opposite you, right? It's kind of the same thing. That's a way they would get you to be objective so that you could work with the energy without getting so emotionally involved you couldn't figure out what your highest choice was. Okay?
Now, yes. Should I claim this for a few days, like redirect this, and then go and talk to them about changing my schedule?
I would make it a part of my daily direction. Because forever, this is what you're going to want.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Well, hold on. Everybody's balanced. Anybody switched? We both want the highest answer. I'm getting 2 months, Iris. Because, and it's different for everybody, but what's happening is you've got to get you in alignment before you go to them and ask them to match your alignment.
Yes. Yeah.
So
there
can't be any part of you that is negating what you're saying you want. Do you understand?
Yes, because I totally do. Because right now, if they just schedule me, if they schedule me a lot less, then that will, that could push me into fear and reaction and about finances and things like that.
Yeah,
so I don't
the
want
more
that.
You're
oh,
in your knowing, the more you're in your knowing, the more the universe responds with a yes.
So claim this for 2 months. And just be really mindful and aware, and then it'll be the time to kind of, I'll have more clarity, and I'll be bringing more
you'll
things
know.
In, and then I can say, yeah, okay. No, that's
yeah,
super.
You'll know. It may be earlier than 2 months, but they're giving me 2 months right now. So,
okay.
So, again, guys, anything you want, you have to be in love with. So love where you're at, love the opportunity, love that it was answered the last time you asked, and just know now you're ready to segue into something else, and you love that too, and you're ready, okay?
Dee, on a positive note, I did attract a substitute teaching opportunity, so later this month I'll be teaching some theater classes. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
How fun for you, Iris.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
You know, you may find out you want to do more of that.
Yes.
You know,
more
so
of
be
that,
open.
For sure.
Be open to where the universe brings you opportunities around your direction. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
All right,
oh,
baby.
Thank you so much. Love.
All right, Miss Lola in New York. God, forgive me. I know you've heard this all your life, but they're all I can hear is whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. So they want you to know that. That what you do know that song, right? From Damn Yankees?
No.
Oh dear God, it's a really famous song that Gwen Verdon saying. And they want you to know that whatever you want, you can have, but you've got to believe it. So what do you want, Lala?
Love life. I want a man.
You want a man. Well, you see, I get a no when you say that. And that just means that there's something out of balance in you that's keeping you from getting what you think you want. What's the judgment around men? They're screaming judgment to me. Why are you judging men?
Judging men. Why am I judging that? Of course, it has to do with my first relationship, which was my dad.
Yep.
Whom I couldn't really get from what I needed. So.
Okay, so you're aware that as children, we choose our parents, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So you chose him who was a dad that couldn't give you what you wanted because you came in to know in this lifetime that men could give you what you want.
Hey, I can't
so it's time now for you to start directing yourself to be open to knowing that.
I missed the whole last part. I don't know what you said. You just zoned out.
Okay, did you hear my explanation about choosing your father? Anyway, you chose your father.
I didn't hear.
Okay, be quiet so that for just a minute so I can get this out while I've still got it. You chose your father who couldn't give you what you want because you came into this life determined to know and give yourself the experience that men can give you what you want.
Okay.
So instead of going, well, yeah, my dad didn't, and he's the reason why, and blah, 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 go, my dad didn't, so that I can get clear about what I wanted and absolutely hold myself in knowing that I attract men who give me what I want. But the next thing the channel's saying is, you're not clear about what that is.
I'm working on that. I am working on that. It's absolutely true. I do not know. I'm thinking...
Well, I think that's bullshit. Sorry, Lola. I love you. But I think it's bullshit. Because you know what you
okay.
don't want, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then if you know what you don't want, you know what you do want. My dad couldn't give me what I wanted. I am creating a man who honors and respects me and gives me what I want. And what do I want? Well, I want him to be healthy. I can tell you that. You want him to be financially stable. I'm assuming you want him to be sexually active and loving. So what else do you want, Lola? You want him
commitment.
To play tennis? What do you want?
Committed.
Okay.
Commitment, available, reliable, social, good heart.
Yeah, see, you know what you want.
Family man, truthful, communicative.
So write all those things
loves me,
down.
Loves me. Loves me no matter what I do. I
yes.
could make 10 mistakes, he'll still love me.
Okay, so you want to write all that down, and someone who is able to give me what I want, because your dad couldn't, so that's important. And then, guys, you say to yourself, am I this person? Because the more you're the person you're trying to attract, the better the odds are that you will attract that kind of person.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. You get to work on that and call me back when you've got him, will you? I mean, you can call me back before, for sure.
I'm going to call you for, yes.
Yeah, he's right around the corner, the channel's saying. But you can't see him because you haven't been clear about what you want.
Well, I was obsessing over somebody in the office. Finally, I let go of that obsession.
That obsession was a statement of your old beliefs.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, thank you. Wow,
you
so bet. Nice. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, baby. All right. Shirley in Maryland, what's up?
Hi.
Hi, babe.
What everybody was saying really applies to me, too, is I really must be plugged into this little network matrix.
well, you know, where two or more gathered, we share frequencies. So I hear that about every show, and I especially hear that about every webinar we do.
Yeah, which I'm looking forward to on Wednesday.
Good, me too.
Well, so I think I've been, first I'm going to say, yes, I do those intentions every day, every morning. I even take longer some mornings to really feel into it. And that's been an interesting experience for me. Because first of all, it does deliver to me ease and joy. That is beautiful. But it also brings to me, it's almost like, okay, now you're ready for this awareness. And some of that's been what people have been saying here, like the power versus force. I seem to slip into wanting to force or ego or kind of this worldly world.
Okay.
You know, that,
so, Shirley.
Also interstellar. Yeah.
That is just indicative of I don't know that I'm really the God of me. And if I don't know that I'm the God of me, I have to force other energy to respect and honor me. So I can feel like I'm the God of me. You're seeing a lot of that playing out in politics right now. True power is knowing. Gandhi.
And it's allowing, not forcing. It's allowing, right?
You bet.
That's what I'm experiencing.
Surely,
of that.
When you're clear that you're the God of you and you're clear that you are directing all energy that honors you, respects you, and that includes paying you well, that is in harmony with divine love, then you don't have to practice force over anybody because you attract the people that are in alignment with what you're asking for.
Okay, and what I see if this resonates. I also related to that putting a person in the chair and then this last caller about finding a partner because I think that I was, falling into a kind of like an ego longing thing instead of what I kind of got as a message this morning was be in love with yourself. Be in love with yourself. Love yourself. And then this partner comes to you. But if you keep throwing up these roadblocks of these other, you know, things don't work out, then you're never going to get there. You will be in this state of longing.
Bingo.
Does that ring true? Okay.
Bingo all the way. Big light bulb. You got it.
Yay.
Yep.
Thank
be
you,
the
Z,
person.
I love you.
Be the person you want to attract.
That
and
is what
know
I'm doing.
That you are creating that divine partnership. By loving yourself.
So when you always
you
close
it.
Your sessions with I love me, I love me, I love me even more, that is
yep.
a mantra. Thank you so much.
You bet, sweetheart. Great call. Thank
right.
you. Boy, we're getting so much discernment here. And I bet here comes some more. Kirk, you're on.
Hey.
Hey.
Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Excellent. I am sitting
Hold on, before you go on, I want you to add that to your direction. I am heard clearly. Because you ask me that every time you come on the show.
Well, when I call from the road, I don't know if the cell signal is good, and I don't want to keep talking if it's garbage.
I know. I
understand,
and it's representing something else, or they wouldn't have stopped me. So.
Okay, thank you.
I am heard clearly. Okay, what's up?
I am sitting waterfront in on the northeastern shore of Massachusetts. Just had a very the most profound week of painting in my life, and
woo-hoo!
I sold and got an award last night and sold the two biggest paintings. And thank you.
You must be doing something right, Kirk.
Yes, ma'am. I painted like I was on vacation and had the great luck of they had a nor'easter here, and for 2 days it didn't rain. We just had wind and giant waves, and I got to paint what I love for extended periods of time, and it's recognized. And where I'm at question-wise is I'm thinking about the next day and a quarter of the exhibit and wanting other pieces to sell.
No.
And also can
Kirk just
yeah?
just bask in the fabulous feeling and joy of the partnership that you've just experienced selling these paintings and sharing your joy and love of your work with these people who bought them. And say, yeah, bring me more of that.
Yeah. I got it.
Bring me more of that.
Yep.
Okay.
That was quick.
Yeah. But it was quick, but it was fine tuning, but it was so important in the creation process not to push, right? To
focus on the feeling. Focus on the feeling. Yeah.
That's right. Of when you feel good. And remember, the channel says joy and love, joy and love, joy and love. That's what creates. So stay there as much as we can, guys. I love you. Thanks for calling.
I love you. You're welcome.
Awesome. Liz in California, you're on.
Hey, Dee, I love you. I listen to your show. I listen to an archive show every night before bed.
Oh, wow. Thank you for that.
I'm doing the work, and I really love what you're doing, so thank you so much.
Well, thank you for calling in and sharing that, baby. What can we help you with today?
Oh my! Well, I would love the channel's insight. Am I needing some alignment, or do I have any beliefs I need to change to
expand, and especially around creativity and success.
I get a no on all of it. So hold on, we're both balanced. Anybody switched? We both want no. Just keep doing what you're doing, Liz. I hardly ever get that. I hardly ever, ever get that. We're asking the right question. Yep.
Hope so.
Just know exactly where you're supposed to be. You're doing everything the right way, and stay in joy and love and keep creating it.
Well, I feel challenged, though, so that's so interesting. But what's that?
Of course you feel challenged.
Okay. Well, I will stay in joy and love then.
Feel challenged, as we all do, because no matter how great our life is showing up, we are focused on expanding it even more. And the point is that a lot of us are at what we thought was or close to be full expansion. But there's 500,000 times more expansion we can move into. So just love the process of expanding out, because that's all your challenge is loving that and trusting it.
Okay.
I hear the doubt, but let me tell you, I've tested it every single solitary way as you've been speaking, and that's what I get. And it's never wrong. So again, quit doubting yourself, Liz, and just go into your knowing. Goodbye.
Okay, all right.
Linda in Calgary, hi.
Hello, Dee. Welcome. Welcome
Thank
to
you.
Our fine city.
Well, from what I've seen of it, I really like it.
Is this your first time?
It is my first time to Calgary.
Oh, my gosh. So you haven't been out to the Rocky Mountains then and seen Banff and all those beautiful resorts?
No, I haven't. And I won't get to this trip. But Lanny tells me I must pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
But we're coming to the close of the show, and I want to get your question in, Linda. So what can I help you with?
Okay. Boy, I've had so many things collide in here with all the different calls. Okay, so I think I'll just start with just saying that I feel like I'm letting life happen to me, and that I'm collapsing in as opposed to directing. So this is so good to hear all the reminders from you and from everybody on this show.
That's a true statement. And if you're not consciously directing your life, it will take direction from anybody and anything it can.
Oh, so then when it comes to my health, there are various things to address. I primarily would focus on thyroid and adrenal. I'm in my early 50s, and I'm at this point where I'm just thinking, oh, you know what, this is too hard. I'm just going to settle for what I got. And it's not the place I want to be in. So
you doing the webinar on Wednesday with Masami?
Not yet, but I think I might be.
Well, I would consider doing that. I'm a pro on adrenals. Adrenals are all about fight or flight, and your adrenals and your thyroid are always interconnected. So why are you in fight or flight from yourself? That's the channel's question. What scares you about yourself? Well, it's that you're scared to death that you don't have control over your life. So that is literally directing your energy to be scared to death and not know that you have control over your life. That's what fear is. It's a direction toward the thing you don't want. So I would start directing my day every morning before I get up. Today, I love myself. Today, I know that I am the creator of me. Today, I think thoughts and feel feelings that create me and the life I want. However you say those things, that is giving you a direction that sets up your day. Do you understand?
I understand.
Okay. Start being the powerful creator you are, my love. All righty? And that goes for all of us. Thank you so much, Linda. That goes for all of us. We must be the powerful creators that we are. But you have to choose to know you are. You have to choose the steps to create that acknowledgement and that knowing and that clarity for yourself. Please, let's make an agreement. We're all going to direct our day every morning. We are going to be conscious during the day that we meet those directions or we shift a thought if it doesn't match those directions, right? And we're going to take action only when we are aligned and in harmony for what we want. All right, guys, what a great show. Again, I hope you join us Wednesday for Masami's great channeling. I also will be channeling for you, and I just think it's going to be a really powerful show on wellness and health. So let's say it together because this is one of the greatest claims you can make. I love me. Come on. I love me. I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.